How to start conversations with someone you are interested in. Approaching someone you are interested in can be both exciting and nerve-wracking. Whether you're at a social event, online, or just crossing paths in daily life, the first conversation is often the hardest step. But here's the good news: starting a conversation doesn't have to be complicated or intimidating. With the right mindset, preparation, and techniques, you can confidently engage someone in a way that feels natural and leaves a lasting impression. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore actionable strategies to help you start conversations with someone you are interested in, build connections, and set the stage for meaningful interactions. From understanding the psychology behind great conversations to mastering the art of small talk, this 2,000-plus word article will equip you with everything you need to know. Whether you are looking to spark a romantic connection or simply want to get to know someone better, let's dive into how to break the ice with ease. The importance of first impressions in conversations. First impressions are powerful. According to psychological research, people form opinions about others within the first few seconds of meeting them. When you start a conversation with someone you are interested in, you're not just exchanging words, you are signaling who you are through your tone, body language, and approach. A warm, genuine start can set a positive tone for future interactions, while a rushed or awkward introduction might create unnecessary barriers. So, why do first conversations matter so much when it comes to attraction or interest? They establish trust, show confidence, and create an opportunity to connect on a personal level. As highlighted in this insightful article on the art of communication in dating, effective communication is the foundation of building any relationship. Let's break down how to make those initial moments count. Step 1, prepare your mindset before approaching. Before you even say a word, your mindset plays a crucial role in how the conversation unfolds. Many people feel nervous or overthink when approaching someone they're interested in, but a few mental shifts can make all the difference. Embrace confidence without pressure. Confidence is attractive, but it doesn't mean you need to be perfect. Focus on being comfortable with yourself rather than aiming to impress at all costs. Remind yourself that a conversation is just an exchange of ideas, not a performance. If it doesn't go as planned, it's not a failure, it's a learning opportunity. Let go of expectations. One of the biggest mistakes is putting too much pressure on the outcome. Instead of worrying about whether they'll like you or if this will lead to a date, focus on enjoying the moment. When you're relaxed, your authenticity shines through, making the interaction more engaging. Adopt a curious mindset. Approach the conversation with genuine curiosity about the other person. When you're truly interested in getting to know them, it takes the focus off yourself and makes the exchange feel less forced. Ask yourself, "What can I learn about this person?" And let that guide your words. Step 2. Choose the right moment and environment. Timing and setting can significantly impact how a conversation starts. While spontaneity has its charm, being mindful of the context can help you avoid awkward or intrusive moments. Read the situation. Is the person busy, distracted, or engaged with someone else? If they're in the middle of something, it might not be the best time to approach. Look for moments when they seem approachable, like during a lull at a party or while waiting in line at a coffee shop. Leverage the environment. Use your surroundings as a natural conversation starter. If you're at an event, comment on something happening around you. For example, have you been to this venue before? It's got such a cool vibe. Contextual openers feel less forced and give you both something immediate to talk about. Online vs. in person, if you're reaching out online, timing still matters. Avoid messaging at odd hours, and personalize your message based on their profile or recent posts. In-person interactions, on the other hand, benefit from nonverbal cues like smiling or making eye contact before speaking, which signal friendliness and interest. Step 3, master the art of the opening line. The first thing you say sets the tone for the entire conversation. A good opener doesn't need to be clever or over the top, it just needs to be genuine and invite a response. Here are some proven types of opening lines to try. Compliment-based openers. A sincere compliment can instantly break the ice. Focus on something specific rather than generic. For instance, instead of "you are pretty," say, "I couldn't help but notice your amazing sense of style. Where do you get your inspiration?" This shows thoughtfulness and gives them something to respond to. Question-based openers. Asking a question is a great way to engage someone because it prompts them to share. Keep it open-ended to encourage more than a yes or no answer. For example, "I'm curious, what's the most interesting thing you've done this week?" works better than "did you have a good weekend?" Observation-based openers. commenting on something you both can see or experience works well in casual settings. At a bookstore, you might say, "I see you are looking at thrillers. Do you have a favorite author in that genre?" This feels natural and ties into the moment. Humor-based openers, if humor comes naturally to you, a light-hearted comment can ease any tension. Just keep it friendly and avoid anything too self-deprecating or potentially offensive. Something like, "I'm terrible at starting conversations, so I'm hoping you'll save me. What's your go-to topic?" can show playfulness and humility. Step 4, keep the conversation flowing. Starting the conversation is just the beginning. To build rapport, you need to keep it going in a way that feels enjoyable for both of you. Here's how to avoid the dreaded awkward silence. Listen actively, pay close attention to what they say and respond thoughtfully. Nodding, maintaining eye contact, and referencing something they mentioned earlier shows you're engaged. Active listening is a cornerstone of meaningful interactions, as discussed in this guide on healthy relationships through communication. Ask follow-up questions. If they mention something interesting, dig deeper. For example, if they say they love hiking, ask, "What's your favorite trail, and what made it so memorable?" This shows you're invested in learning more about them. Share about yourself. Conversations are a two-way street. While you don't want to dominate the discussion, offering small personal insights helps balance it. If they talk about a hobby, relate with a quick story or opinion of your own, like, "I'm not much of a hiker, but I did conquer a tough trail last summer. It was equal parts exhausting and exhilarating." Be present, avoid overthinking what to say next while they're speaking. Focus on the moment, and let the conversation unfold naturally. If there's a pause, don't panic. Silence can be a chance to smile or transition to a new topic. Step 5, navigate challenges and read their signals. Not every conversation will go smoothly, and that's okay. Knowing how to handle challenges and interpret their responses can help you adapt on the fly. If they seem uninterested, if their responses are short or they avoid eye contact, they might not be in the mood to chat. Respect their space by politely wrapping up with something like, "It was nice talking to you, maybe we'll catch up another time." There's no need to push, sometimes it's just not the right moment. If you feel nervous, it's normal to feel anxious, especially when you're interested in someone. Take a deep breath, slow down your speech, and remind yourself that they're just another person. Confidence grows with practice, so don't let a shaky start discourage you. Look for positive signals. If they're smiling, making eye contact, or asking you questions, those are great signs they're enjoying the conversation. Lean into these cues by staying engaged and mirroring their energy. Step 6, know how to end the conversation gracefully. Ending a conversation on a positive note is just as important as starting it. You don't want to overstay your welcome or leave abruptly. Here's how to exit smoothly. Express gratitude. A simple, "I really enjoyed talking with you," shows appreciation for the interaction and leaves a warm impression. Hint at future connection. If it feels right, suggest continuing the conversation later. For example, "I'd love to hear more about topic. Can we chat again soon?" Or, "Do you mind if I get your number to keep in touch?" Be casual and respectful of their response. Keep it natural. If you're not ready to ask for contact information, end with a friendly, "Hope to see you around." This keeps the door open without pressure. Special scenarios, starting conversations in unique contexts. Different settings call for different approaches. Here are tailored tips for common scenarios where you might meet someone you're interested in. Online dating platforms, your first message should stand out. Reference something specific from their profile to show you've paid attention. A message like, "I saw you're into photography. What's the coolest shot you've ever taken?" is far better than a generic "Hey." For more on digital communication etiquette, check out this piece on guidelines for communicating in dating relationships. Social events or parties, use the shared context to your advantage. Ask how they know the host or what brought them to the event. These gatherings are naturally conducive to meeting new people, so don't hesitate to mingle. Work or professional settings, be cautious and professional when approaching someone in a work environment. Start with neutral topics like a recent project or industry news before gauging if there's mutual interest. Keep personal boundaries in mind to avoid discomfort. Everyday situations, whether at a cafe or gym, keep it light and situational. A comment like, "I've been coming here for weeks and still can't decide on a favorite drink. Any recommendations?" can open the door to a quick chat. Why communication is key to building interest. Starting a conversation is just the first step in a larger journey of connection. Communication remains critical as you get to know someone, especially in romantic contexts. As discussed in this Reddit thread on how important communication is in a relationship, open and honest dialogue builds trust and understanding over time. Every conversation, no matter how small, contributes to that foundation. Overcoming fear of rejection. One of the biggest hurdles to starting conversations is the fear of rejection. It's important to reframe how you view this possibility. Rejection isn't a reflection of your worth, it's often about timing, circumstances, or simply a lack of mutual interest. As noted in this blog post from Johns Hopkins University on communication in relationships not being scary, taking the first step, even if it doesn't go as hoped, builds resilience and communication skills for the future. Remember that every conversation is practice. The more you put yourself out there, the easier it becomes to approach others with confidence. Celebrate the effort, not just the outcome. Conclusion. Starting a conversation with someone you are interested in is an art, but it's one anyone can master with practice. By preparing your mindset, choosing the right moment, crafting a thoughtful opener, and keeping the dialogue flowing, you can turn a simple hello into the beginning of something meaningful. Whether online or in person, the key is to be authentic, curious, and respectful of the other person's space and signals. Communication is at the heart of connection. Each conversation you start is an opportunity to learn more about someone, share a bit of yourself, and potentially build a bond that lasts. So, take a deep breath, smile, and say something, because the only way to find out where a conversation can lead is to start it.